Tonight is the measure of whether the country begins in the state of Wisconsin a national drive to push back, or whether we have more to go to build a movement of resistance. But resist we must, and we will much about that be committed.
And we much, be much committed to this.
It's gonna hurt a lot of it.
This is episode 59.
Woo!
The Air Raid Podcast. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
I'm your host, Aaron Roden.
Nobody beats me in the kitchen.
And this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear. Welcome, 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 everyone. Oh, thank you for tuning in this week. We had a little snafu.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
It happened this week. We had our guest this week called in kind of last minute and said, "Oh, we can't do it." So we're gonna work with them, try to get them on later this week. But Mr. John Roderick, pleasure to be in correspondence with that man. And hopefully we can line something else up. So, yeah. So shit, man. It's just you and I. It's just you and I this week. And but I promise you, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
It's gonna hurt a lot of it.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. Hopefully. I hope I can just bring it home for you. But of course, that means, you know, with no guest here, that means this.
All by myself, don't wanna be all by myself anymore.
That's what that means. thank you, Eric Carmen, for writing that amazing tune. God, what a great song, right? Oh. Hey, but, you know, we'll get through this. We'll get through this. It may be a little shorter of an episode, but we've got some great music to bring to your ear holes this week. We're going to be featuring music on this episode 59. By our friends Star Anna and the Laughing Dogs. You may remember they came on a show a while back and played actually some of these songs, debuted some of these songs live on our show. And now they're all recorded and mixed down, and they've got this great album out called Alone in This Together. We're going to be debuting that shortly. Well, not debuting it because it's out already, but, you know, I like to think of this show being the greatest thing ever. And apparently it isn't. Well, it's working that way. We got a tweet recently from an avid listener to the Noisebeam Network. Of course, we are part of the Noisebeam Network, and you should go and check out all the shows that our network is providing to you at noisebeam.com, noisebeam.com. It's a bunch of great stuff out there. We got a tweet from a guy, Brian Dennis, who I had the pleasure of meeting. Very nice man. Very tall man. I had the pleasure of meeting him at the Noisebeam launch party, and super nice dude. He tweeted to us here at Air Raid the other day that he was listening back to some of the episodes, some of the archived episodes, and he finds that I'm much funnier now than I was when I started. I will take that as a compliment, Mr. Dennis. And yeah, expect in return that that you will tell everybody you know about this show and spread the good word. But thanks for going and checking them out. And yes, you know, okay, here's the deal, is that when I started this thing, I had this grand scheme that this show was going to be, you know, and if you go to our website, air-raid.net, you can see it along the header. There is that we were going to focus on tech and music and news, politics, and autoerotica, which was basically just added in there by our web guru, Mr. Sam. But we've kind of strayed from all that stuff. We don't do too much about that, and we've been focusing on music and musicians and having musicians on the show. And I don't really know how it happened. I was thinking about this the other night, and kind of this. We've gone on this a little bit of a evolutionary bell curve here at the show, and it seems that we've kind of stayed on the musician thing quite a bit. For reasons, you know, this is one thing because I've been a musician for a long, long time. I was in a bunch of garage bands, you know, never really had the wherewithal to make it any more than that. And so I've always found it fascinating to talk to musicians who have made it, musicians who have who are on their way to making it and what they feel about that. I mean, it's just got to be. And that's like one of my questions, I think, in pretty much every episode that we have musicians on is like, what did it feel like when you hit that point in your career, right? Anyway, we've got some stuff to talk about today. One of which is my laziness is becoming a large part of my life now. I take care of my daughter now, and that takes up a lot of time. But I have all these, like, little grand plans, right? I bought this screen door to put on our back door because it gets super hot in here. And by the way, my core temperature right now, if you remember from episode 58, me talking about my core temperature with the band Visqueen, I don't know what it is, dude, but I am super, super hot. I am just, like, I'm sweating bullets. I think maybe it's because I just had, like, chicken for breakfast. Because Mairead's parents came over last night. They brought these two rotisserie chickens. We had a bunch left over. It seemed like the easiest thing to do this morning. Maybe not the best thing health-wise, right? But it was easy. It was easy, and I'm lazy. So there you go. And now I don't know, man. I feel like I'm sweating. I just got out of the shower, but I'm super hot, and I don't. God, maybe I am dying. Maybe I am dying. I don't know. Maybe I should probably go and get a full physical. I haven't done that yet. I'm 31 years old. I don't think I've ever had like a full physical, but I'm afraid to do it because. I feel like they're going to find something that's not good, right? But that's definitely something that I need to kind of get on that bandwagon, I think. Because maybe I have like a blockage or something. Or maybe like I've got so much cholesterol in my body that it's just like blocking all my pores and that's what makes me so freaking hot. I don't know. I have been biking to work, though. Which is a good thing, right? That's good for the exercise. It's rough though. It's rough. So I bike to work. I bike a couple miles in the morning to the transit center here in North Seattle, and then you know, not too bad of a ride. It kind of wakes me up. I actually kind of enjoy that. But on the way back, there's this huge, huge hill that I have to go up. To get back home, and it's, oh man, It's just terrible. And the other day I was on it, and I was on this huge hill, and I'm biking up this hill, and I get to the top, and I can just, like, I have my headphones in, so I can't hear myself breathing, but I know I am breathing super, super hard. Like, I am just gasping for every breath, right? And I get up to the top, and there's this guy walking on the sidewalk, and he's a little younger than I am, and he just gives me this, like, thumbs up. Like, keep it up, man. You're doing just fine. Have I gotten to that point? Have I gotten to that point in my life where I'm like, I'm just the fat guy on the bike that is obviously just trying to better himself in public? That's why I never go and exercise in public, because I'm so afraid of people noticing me. I'm a little bit agoraphobic in that sense. Like, I was talking about this the other day with Mairead too, because she always asks me, like, sometimes I just don't feel like going outside. Like, just sometimes I just can't do it. And I know it sounds totally crazy, but it is. It's a little bit of the agoraphobia kind of kicking in there. And that's the reason right there, because I'm worried that somebody's going to see me out there looking fat and unfit, and I'm going to be embarrassed. And that's what happened the other day when I got to the top of that hill and that guy gave me the thumbs up. I was like, this is why I don't do this. But now, since I have the kid, my beautiful little daughter, I got to do something, right? Because I want to be around for the years to come. I want to be around to see her live a long and happy life. And so maybe I do need to go to the doctor and get my core temperature checked out. Shit. This just got really serious. I think this is a good spot to go to our first musical break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, I'm going to tell you guys a story about this patent that I pursued a couple years ago. Recently, Kevin Dodrell, Thunder of the Stack of Dimes podcast, he texted me the other day, and he said, because I had told him this story a long time ago, and he said, your invention is on the this television news show's webpage. And so I checked it out, and there it was. And I'm pissed. So I'm going to tell you that story. I'm going to tell you the patent story when we get back from our first musical break. We're going to go with a song called Time. By Star Anna and the Laughing Dogs, off of their new album, Alone in This Together. We'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast with Aaron all by himself. Ah, shit. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. That song was called Time by Star Anna and the Laughing Dogs, off of their new record, Alone in This Together, on Local 638 Records, which is owned and run by Miss Rachel Flotard of This Queen. And she dropped these records when they came here last week up to Dining Room Studios. And yeah, it was really cool. And they have this, it's really funny. Like, I was just looking at this, their little stamp, the Local 638 Records logo on the back here. It says hand-fitted songery, armpit to shining armpit, turning down shit sandwiches since 2009. That's wonderful. That is just wonderful. Oh, and Mike McCready of Pearl Jam was featured on that song. Pretty cool. And Star Anna and the Laughing Dogs, they've got a huge, huge show coming up. They will be playing the Pearl Jam Destination Weekend September 2nd through September 4th in Alpine Valley or Alpine Valley Music Theater, East Troy, Wisconsin. And they're going to be playing with the likes of Pearl Jam, one, Queens of Stone Age, Mudhoney, The Strokes, John Doe, all sorts of just great bands. So if you live over in Wisconsin or near there, you should go and check out this Pearl Jam Destination Weekend. Anyway, welcome back. There's a couple things that I forgot that I totally forgot to do at the beginning of the show. One was to reiterate our quest for world domination in the iTunes world and once again go over our goals for iTunes. Now, we want to, like I said last time in the last episode, we want to get to this is my goal. This is my goal here at Air Raid, is to get at least 100 ratings, 100 star ratings in iTunes, and 50 reviews. So don't forget to go and help us out on this, because it really does help us out. It shows people that we do have listeners, first of all, and makes my ego bigger. So twofold, my friends. But yes, we are. We're just trudging along. So the other day, like I was telling you before we went to the break, I get this text message from Thunder of Stack of Dimes, and he says, check out the local news show's website, because he saw my invention on there. Now, a couple years ago, I was driving home from work on a winter night, and it was very dark out. The clouds were heavy in the sky, and it was super, super dark. And I'm driving home, and all of a sudden, about 10 feet in front of my car, there's a bicyclist in the middle of the road, and he's signaling that he's turning to the left, right, with his hand outstretched and stuff. But I couldn't see him until I was about 10 feet away from his back tire. And so I had to slow down super, super quick so I didn't hit him. But at that point, I thought of this cool little thing, right? I was like, wow, you know, if that guy had, you know, there's been things in the past that you can activate on your bike, or you can put onto the bike itself that shows people that you're going to be turning. Right, there's like little blinkers and stuff that are set up on the back and things like that. But what if you had a blinker on a glove? What if you had like this little like neoprene glove, and you could press a button on your pointer finger with your thumb, and it would turn on the arrow on that glove, and you'd have the same thing on the opposite hand, right? So you'd have this little button you could turn on. And that would do the signaling for you. You could hold that out. You can outstretch it. It'd be a big, bright LED light that everybody could see. And it would work really well. Well, I got super, super excited about this idea, right? Because especially in Seattle, Portland area, you know, I mean, the kind of the Northwest is known for being biking country, right? A lot of bikers around the Pacific Northwest. A lot of avid cyclists. And I thought that this would be it, man. Like I'd be rolling in the cash if I could build this thing and then sell it to like some company like Specialized or Trek or something like that, you know, some big bike manufacturer. And so I went to my uncle and I asked my uncle, cause he was an avid bicyclist. And I said, what do you think about this idea? He said, I think it's a great idea. You should go for it. So my mind is racing for about like a period of about 4 days. My mind is just racing with ideas on this thing. Like all of a sudden I'm thinking about, okay, well, I mean, you could police officers could use this when directing traffic or just plain old traffic directors, you know, that stand out in the street and hold the stop sign could use these things. I mean, it's limitless, right? It's totally limitless. Well, there are limits to what you could use it for, but whatever. You don't have to be a jerk. Just joking. But I'm starting to get very, very excited about this thing. So I look up a patent lawyer, and because I don't know what the heck to do with this idea and where to go with it. So I look up a patent lawyer in the yellow pages. By the way, I had to go and scrounge into the recycling bin to find my yellow pages phone book because at this time I had a cell phone. And so I tracked down a patent lawyer in downtown Seattle. They were very highly recommended and very reputable firm. And they were in the Columbia Tower, like the 64th floor of the Columbia Tower or something like that. I don't even know if it has 64 floors, but they were on the 64th. And so I set up this meeting. They do like a one-hour free meeting. And I come off of work. I had just gotten off of a job site, and I'm just covered in dirt. I have these huge boots on, just covered in mud. And I go up in the Columbia Tower, which is it's the tallest building in Seattle. I don't know, actually, it might not be anymore. I think it still is. I'm pretty sure it still is. I know it's, I don't know if it's called the Columbia Tower. Anyway, whatever, you know, come on. It's minutia of the story. Anyway, so I get up into this, you know, extremely nice office. All the offices have glass walls, everything like that. They've got LED TVs all over, or LCD TVs all over the walls, playing pictures of like Michelangelo's inventions and Leonardo da Vinci's, you know, paintings and inventions. And then they invite me into what they call the Rainier Room, right? And I go into this big meeting room, and I meet with this guy dressed in a very nice suit. Of course, I'm pretty young. I have a stupid goatee that I shouldn't have had at that point in my life. I start talking and telling this guy, this lawyer, about my idea. And he's like, you know what? I want to get the main guy, right? I mean, this firm was called, it had like three last names. It was Black, Lowe, and Graham, right? And so this guy was like, I need to go get Mr. Graham in here because this, and this made me even more excited because he's like, I want to get the head honcho involved. I need to go get Mr. Graham involved. And so Mr. Graham comes in, and he, I mean, seriously, straight out of the 1980, whatever, the 80s movie Wall Street, this guy was wearing suspenders, a pink pinstripe suit shirt with the white collar and white cuffs. He had cufflinks on, and then, you know, his initials were embroidered on his cuffs. So it was like, I mean, this guy was straight out of the movie Wall Street. It was just insane. What was the one of the lead characters in that? Gecko? Richard Gecko or something like that? Is that what his name was? Anyway. But I mean, this guy was just spitting image, right? And so he starts talking and laying it on thick, right? laying the plans down thick, because he likes the idea too, and he wants to get on board with this thing. And so he's going, we need to do a patent search and stuff. And so I at one point I had to slow them down. I was like, well, how much is this stuff going to cost, right? And he goes, well, it's all hourly to do a patent search. And I mean, there are millions and millions of patents, right? Millions of patents that you have to search through to see if this thing already exists, right? And so then they're also talking about, you know, writing up the patent. So it's like you take up as much possibilities for the glove as possible. You make it so nobody else can kind of swoop in and say, oh, well, you didn't make this glove for this purpose, so that's what we're going to patent it for, right? So they're starting to talk about that stuff. And then, you know, when I ask how much it's going to cost, it gets into, you know, we start talking about thousands and thousands of dollars here. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I can't afford that stuff. I can't afford all that. I'm going to go home and I'm going to try to do a patent search myself. And these lawyers are like, that could take you years. We have teams of people that do this and we have computer programs that do this. And I'm like, well, I can't, there's no way I can afford that. And so at the 1 hour mark, they were like, okay, your meeting's over. We need to go. Please get in touch with us, blah, blah, blah. And they booted me out. They booted me out, man. Like, what is that? Somebody's doing some work around here. Anyway, so I go home. I immediately get on the computer and start doing this patent search, right? And what do I find? But I find the exact idea, all of the little possibilities that could happen with it, and it's already been patented. 1 year to the day that I went into the lawyer's office, it had already been patented. I was devastated. I was devastated. But then I kept on searching. I kept on searching and searching for this blinker glove to see if it actually existed yet, right? And years passed and stuff, and I never saw it at all until 2 days ago when Thunder texted me and said, you got to look at this thing. And I mean, this glove, little bit, you know, more fancy than what I had thought of, because it actually, it's one blinker on one glove, and it just goes by, you know, it's like an iPhone. When you flip it to the side, everything flips, you know, the screen flips over. So it's got one of those things in it, right? It's got like a gyroscope in it. And so that's how it blinks. But man, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna put a link up on the show page, and I want you guys to check this thing out because it's rad. And if this guy makes it rich, if this guy makes any sort of money off of this blinker glove, I am gonna be so pissed because I don't think this is the same guy that got the patent in before I did. It's way too long. I mean, this was like 7-8 years ago. It's way too long of a time to just be sitting on this thing and not build it, right? So this has got to be a different guy. But there's an amount of time that patents stay good. So I could have been checking up on that patent, and if nothing happened with it, I could have swooped in and gotten my own. So if this guy makes it rich off of this, I am going to. I'm gonna break my own fingers. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna break my own hand with a hammer. I'm just gonna bam. God. I'm gonna be so mad. I'm gonna be so mad at myself. Because what my life has become now is a series of events where I am trying to come up with get rich quick schemes. Obviously, the podcast thing isn't working, but I still really, really like it. So I'm gonna keep doing it. But that's why I buy lotto tickets. Right? That's why I buy Mega Millions. Still hasn't worked yet, but that's not the attitude that you have to have, Aaron. Oh, boy. Anyway, there's my patent story. I hope you'd enjoyed that. We're going to go to our second musical break here. Let's see. Yeah. More from Star Anna and the Laughing Dogs. This song is called Wolves in Disguise, off of their new album, once again, Alone in This Together. You can find this on iTunes. You can find the album on iTunes, and you can also find the album at local 638records .com, starana.com, or just go to your local record store and buy the hard copy of this thing. Just buy it. I mean, what are you going to do when you... What are we all going to do when computers crash? And, you know, you've taken... there's no more music because you've taken all your CDs and thrown them in the trash. Because all you use now is MP3s. What are we going to do as a society when music... The music dies, everybody. Let's chew on that. Chew on that while during this musical break. This is Wolves in Disguise, and this is the Air Raid Podcast, and we'll be right back with more with me. Right, we are back. That was Wolves in Disguise by Star Anna and the Laughing Dogs. Let's see. Once again, featuring Mike McCready of Pearl Jam. This is off the album Alone in This Together. And, yeah, you can find it all over the place. So I urge you to do so. joining me in Dining Room Studios, very, very, very special surprise guest, making her fake radio debut, little Tatum Olivia Roden. This is going to be the first ever interview with a 3.5 month old. Right? Yeah, yeah. Let's get her on mic, because she wants to talk about something here. How you doing there, kiddo? Yeah. You want to talk about the debt ceiling? First ever interview with a 3 month old about the debt ceiling. How do you perceive things going right now in politics today? What do you think, Tatum? Oh, that's very interesting. That's very interesting. And so what do you, I mean, are you afraid for the future? Are you afraid for your future? Yeah, I would say that's probably pretty close to being correct. I mean, you know, a lot of things need to change in our government. This whole partisan politics thing, you know, definitely needs to make a change. That's a very, very good point. Were you going to say something else? Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Tatum Roden, for joining us today. You are going to make your dad a millionaire, right? Because you're going to be a drummer. Is that right? You can't see this at home, folks, but she's smiling. Right? Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tatum Olivia Roden, for coming on the show here in Dining Room Studios. So like I said at the beginning, this is probably going to be a shorter show here. We've got a couple things coming down the pipes that I am very, very excited about. And Tatum is too, because, you know, you can't see this at home again, but she is smiling right now. So she's very, very excited. But we've got a sponsor in the works, working out the kinks right now. There will be a party that will be held somewhere here in the Washington State area, the Pacific Northwest area, once this is announced. And we're really excited about it. And I can't wait to start name-dropping them. So that's coming down. Also, we're still working on getting Mr. John Roderick on the show from The Long Winters. And a bunch of other guests that I think you guys are really going to enjoy. So, without further ado, this is the end of the show. We're going to go out today with the title track from Star Anna and the Laughing Dogs' new album, Alone in This Together. The song is Alone in This Together. I think we're just going to end it right here. Shorter show. Say that 5 times fast. Well, thank you, everybody, for downloading and taking a listen. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I know I did. And we will be back next week. Oh, but before we do, remember the iTunes goals for Air Raid, right? That's what Tatum's talking about right now. Did you have something else you wanted to say? No? Okay. She's nervous. She's nervous on mic. But yeah, we are trying to get to, let's see, what did I say again? God, I can't even remember. 100 star ratings and 50 reviews. So even if you don't like the show, go and onto iTunes and review us. Review the show. You know, tell us what you think. Tell us how we can make things better. You can also email me, Aaron, at air-raid.net. That's A-A-R-O-N at air-raid.net. And you can find us on Facebook, air-raid.net. On Twitter at air-raid.net. And listen to us on Stitcher. Give us a thumbs up. It's a great app for your smartphones, and you can even listen to it on your computer. Kind of like a Pandora for podcasting. You know, you can find any podcast that you enjoy. You can stream straight to your phones and straight to your computers with Stitcher. It's a great thing. So, without further ado, now we're going to end the show. This is Alone in This Together by Star Anna and the Laughing Dogs. You all have a great week, and we'll see you guys next Sunday. Okay, that's it. I'm gonna end it now. Boy, talk about a terrible ending. Have a great week, everybody.